Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Professor Eileen Marty is a member of the World Health Organization's Advisory Group on Mass Gatherings. Good morning, Dr. Marty. We've heard all the news. Now we need you to explain it, okay?
Okay.
And I'm reading about the FDA. They didn't take a firm stance on Moderna's application for their booster, and they said there may not be sufficient data to support the extra shot. What can you tell us about this?
Well, the big meeting's tomorrow, right? That's on the 14th, and then they'll actually review it with even more depth. There's no question that getting that booster raises up very significantly the neutralizing antibodies. But what they're looking at is the original dose of the Moderna was at 100. The booster would be at 50, and it still does provide this great uptick in neutralizing antibodies, but they just don't see enough severe disease that's making them think that it's necessary to get up to that higher percent dosage. Higher percent of antibodies. Now, I don't agree with them. I ultimately, they're focused, laser focused on this issue of severe disease and death, which I agree is, of utmost importance, but they're not focused on the issue of transmission. And to me, you've got to add in that factor. When you've got a lower number of, when the numbers of neutralizing antibody are lower, they are sufficient to prevent lower respiratory grabbing the virus and becoming severely ill, but they're not sufficient to keep you from getting the virus to infect your nose and your upper airways and allow you to have high enough doses to transmit to others. So it really takes that higher level of antibodies to keep people from being good transmitters. And if you lower transmission, you're going to have a really big effect on decreasing the overall impact of the pandemic, reducing the risk of new variants forming. And so that's why I don't agree with those who are being a little bit wimpy about getting a third dose. Now, there is the other factor that there's a true need to get the rest of the world vaccinated. But there's better ways of doing that, Bob. One of the ways that I personally favor was a document sent to the international community by South Africa and India, and then endorsed by Eswatini, the country that used to be called Swaziland. And what they said is, let's get a waiver on the way international patents work for vaccines and drugs for COVID so that they can manufacture them in their own nations and do it at a much cheaper amount than it takes to use the international companies. The reasons I favor that is that it would be temporary, but it would be a transfer of intellectual property effectively to these other countries who could then manufacture all they want. And that's what obviously the companies are fighting. But on the other hand, if we're giving away vaccines, that's coming out of taxpayer dollars. If we're waiving this right, then we're just reducing the overall profit of these companies to something reasonable and doesn't have to be outrageous. So that's where the line is, whether you allow these other companies to make the stuff themselves. I mean, a country like South Africa, a country like India have the wherewithal, the intellectual capital, the equipment, et cetera, to make their own vaccines and then spread it to their neighboring countries as well. So South Africa could literally supply all of Africa, for example. And that's what I favor.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Johnson & Johnson booster? What do you think the recommendation is going to be?
So, again, I still don't consider it a booster. I always tell you J&J should have been a two-dose vaccine to get to the levels of antibodies that you really want to reduce both transmission and to reduce the risk for severe disease and death and so forth. The data is very clear that you really get such a higher level of protection with that second dose that I would be shocked if the FDA did not grant J&J the opportunity to offer a second dose.
A lot of people are wearing these designer face masks now. Should we be wearing cloth masks? Does that give us any protection, really?
It does, but it's not as good as the, you know, as the surgical and the like the N94s and the N95s that are out there. Those are better protection. There's been now some massive studies with thousands and thousands of people in real world settings showing that any masking is better than no masking, but that the surgical and of course the N94s and N95s are much better.
Can I get one with your face on it that would be that would also protect me? Can you work on that? I'd wear it.
Put your wife on that one.
All right. I'll get Marianne working. Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist, professor at Florida International University. Thanks, as always, Dr. Marty. Really appreciate the time.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Take care.
You too.